Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast. Good morning, Colm and Sharon. Hello.
Morning.
Hello. Good morning, Dave.
I like when I've got a double header. It's odd and weird and great. I'm excited.
A double header with two headers.
Yeah. Literal headers. Yeah.
I can't believe we're starting with that.
We are going to start with that and we're going to continue. It's only going to go downhill from here, let's be honest, Sharon. Listen, let's talk about Dublin Story Slam. Because for someone who's tuned in this morning and goes, what?
Yeah.
So will you explain what it is and then explain how people can go and see it and be involved and all that. But what is Dublin Story Slam?
Well, Dublin Story Slam is it's an open mic storytelling night. So it's been in the Sugar Club for, I don't know how many years.
2017, May 2017.
Wow.
I think it was 27 years. Okay, May 17.
I was 8 when it started. Most of my early stories were about homework.
And so there will be a theme on each night. And so people can sign up on the night to tell a story or they can sign up beforehand. And basically, yeah, it's just a smorgasbord of stories.
You see, this is what I think is amazing about this, because there is a belief that Irish people love stories, right? And love telling stories. I think that's true. However, there's also an absolute Irish personality trait, which is, oh Jesus God, no, I would never do that in front of anyone.
Yes.
So how do you, first of all, get people to tell stories, and second of all, narrow it to a theme? Like, you're making your life very difficult for each other, but it obviously works.
Well, I wouldn't get hung up on the theme.
Right. Okay. If you have a story, we'll fit into the theme.
Broad
themes. You know, the theme might be like air. And if you're an air-breathing mammal. But it's a good point. Like and actually sort of sums up sometimes the experience on a given night. So we'll turn up and it'll be either myself or Sharon will be hosting. And Julian, our producer, will ask the audience, does anybody want to tell a story? Some people may have signed up in advance. We might have three in the hat.
And they'd have prepped them themselves.
It's not a hat, but it's a bowl, which is a bone of contention since I joined the group. But anyway.
There's some legal issues around. We're not allowed to use the word hat.
Okay.
But what happens then is often we'll start the show without enough stories to finish the show.
Yeah.
But just as you're saying, people say, I wouldn't have a story now or anything like that. But what they see is somebody just like them telling a story. So I think people come to it with two preconceptions. One is, I'm not the type of person that stuff happens to. I don't have stories. And also, I'm not the type of person to make a show out of myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And they see somebody just like them who is, because the great thing about it is it's that if you're not an actor, if you don't like being on stage to perform a play, if you don't have any musical ability, or if you don't want to do stand-up, but you've lived a life.
Yeah.
And people, it turns out in life, things happen to them and they don't believe that there's a story in there. But a few pioneers on a given night will know they have a story. And then at the halftime break, we'll say to them like, look, we have a second half, but we've no stories.
No stories yet.
So we can just do our VAT returns or just do GDPR for the next half. And people will go, now, I didn't come in here with a story, but then
that
one was up
me
there talking about the time I was on holidays.
And then it's like the
time that me and a monkey rescued an elephant from a circus.
And you didn't have a story. Well, do you know what? The radio show that I do is actually really symptomatic, I think, of what you guys are talking about. Because every single day I will ask my audience for something. And you would think about like the barriers to entry are, okay, well, I have to either remember what he's asked me about, think of the thing that applies to me, write it or send a voice note. And if I write it, they might ring me up and get me on the show. There's so many things.
But everybody knows you just have to ask an Irish person three times and they'll do anything.
They'll do anything.
Do you want a drink? True, no. Sure. No, God, no. Are you sure? No, I'm not drinking tonight. Will I get you something? I'll have a G&T. Yeah.
That's how we used to do referendums.
Yes, it's true.
And I think as well, like people, they don't realise they have it in them, but it is. Do you know what it's like? If you meet somebody in September and say, how was the summer? And they'll say, oh, not too bad.
Yeah.
Right? And they can't for the life of them think of one thing to start with.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the theme gives you an area in talking about narrowing it down.
Yeah, it's actually helpful.
The theme is almost like, well, we're not wanting you to tell us the entire story of your life.
Yes.
Just a thing that happened. The theme is often the trigger.
That's the thing about Story Slam as well. It's like, it's not a performative thing. And it's so funny because the audience can kind of smell if somebody's trying be something that they're not. It's really interesting how the audience responds so well to just authenticity. Yeah. And it's
overproduction is like
Picture
the scene.
Yeah.
A young man is walking down a darkened street and like
poetry, whatever. Yeah. Who is this? Here I am.
If you applaud by clicking your fingers, this is probably a different space.
We also get these slips of paper, so we hand out slips of paper with usually related to the theme. So if the theme is like fear or something, it might be like, you know, tell us about a time you were scared or something. And so the audience just fill those out as they're there, and some of them are just like these incredible hilarious one-liners or long stories about, you know, loss and like wisdom. There's such wisdom in them as well. And
heroes and villains. This is the theme to a bigger Dublin Story Slam event that's happening in the Pavilion Theatre.
That's right.
Yes, we're moving. We're moving out. Well, we're still staying in the Sugar Club, but we're moving at the same time.
Yes, why not? Yeah. Try somewhere
branching
else.
Branching out, So this is coming up on the 23rd of April in the Pavilion Theatre, as you say.
So our second time at the Pavilion. We sold out on Valentine's night. Turned out to be a perfect Valentine's date for couples and non-couples, because you could just let somebody else do the talking.
Absolutely, and learn something perhaps about your partner. Go, really?
Yeah.
You did what with an elephant there? Let's talk tour names, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I always love this because I know so many comedians over the years from sitting in this chair and from general friendships and whatever. And I know that you guys are given a show request. The name of the show happens way before there's actually a show.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. All right. So, Sharon, what's your show called?
My show is called Sharondippity. Isn't that great?
It is.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yes.
Well, I tell you who came up with the name.
Please.
Colm O'Regan.
There you go.
and asterisks to that, also Kevin Gildea. I have to give him credit as well. I'm not sure who came up with it first, but it certainly wasn't me.
We have textual proof of my contribution.
Okay. Yeah, I
Kevin,
deleted
just
Kevin's
a story.
Text. So,
which he's going to tell at the next story.
So Sharondippity is lovely because A, great pun, but B, it also gives you the right to basically talk about anything.
Oh, for sure, because like you say, you give the title long before you have any idea what the hell you're going to be talking about. But I do have a show now, just want to say that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be in The Whale in Greystones on the 20th of April.
Yep.
That's almost sold out, but I'm in Galway then in July and Castlebar. I'm in the Knoll towards the end of the year. Basically, I have a website, charmanioncomedy.com. All the details.
All the details there. Colm, you did have to pick a name and you chose something that was a little bit more specific than Sharondippity. What did you pick?
Well, the current one, Climate Warrior, is the but you wouldn't believe the amount of people who say Climate Warrior. Oh, fair play.
No, come on, that was the whole idea.
I tried so hard.
I know it's Quail La Quail La Lahan La Lahan, but they are different vowels. Okay, O and A. But so it was the name of a book and the name of a show, and so I've done a few shows already in Galway and Limerick. We'll put together a few more dates
and
around the place.
Is your show climate related, or is the title just to get people in the door?
Ooh.
Well, the word climate wouldn't get people in the door. so it has to.
Yeah, that's actually true.
This is one where it's like, you guys, it's a proper team and everything. It's Climate Warrior because it's about using humor to get over the general cloud of gloom that happens. Not in a way to deny it, but more it's there. How do you do tiny bits without going, oh, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, we're all going to end up living in a Venus landscape eating.
Well, my show is very worthy as well. Can I just say, talking about the big topics like what happened to Fungi the dolphin and, you know.
Very important.
There's definitely conspiracy going on.
I'm glad somebody is brave enough to do that, because there's too many people just flippantly going on with like mental health and stuff, but not enough.
Flippantly. Look, it's Big Dolphin. We all know it's Big Dolphin, guys. Okay? We know what's going on.
She's in the Whale Theatre as well. What is going on?
Come on.
What is going on with these cotations?
quick fire round before we go, let you go, right? So I ask my guests all these questions. Yeah. So either one of you can answer this one, because it's a pretty general one. But what are you currently obsessed with?
Dull Man's Club.
Dull Man's
Facebook.
Club.
Facebook.
Yes.
It's crept slightly because a lot of people have joined in and tried to make it political. But when somebody comes on with 35 different types of spanner.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in the Dublin sense.
No.
Like just actual tools. Then I'm in heaven, or, you know, here's why bananas are originally not that color. That kind of stuff.
Yes.
That's where I'm. That's where I currently reside.
And then
Love is Blind. Obsessed.
The TV show. Okay.
Yes, the TV show.
Yeah.
The experience. It's not just a TV show.
It's
an absolute vibe. I'm obsessed with Love is Blind. I have watched all six seasons. I might watch them again. Each time I go, I'm not going to watch it this time. Sure, it's the same old.
Same
I'm in. Yeah, I'm hooked. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. So, yeah.
Amazing. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, Tommy Tiernan, probably.
Very famous.
Now, that makes it sound like we're pals.
Yeah.
I texted him once about a gig. I got his number off his cousin.
Doesn't matter. It counts. Brendan Courtney had Madonna's number.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, but I've Pascal Donahue's number.
Hey! I'll take that any day.
Ask him about fungi. He knows. He knows more than he's letting on.
Trying to head off to the IMF. The question, people are getting too close.
The question I ask next is, when you think back to when you're about 8 years old, second class, what school were you both in? Not together, right?
Casaplunkett National School, Count Roscommon.
Casaplunkett.
Shout out to my peeps.
Gypsy National School, County Cork.
Right.
Yep.
Did you bring a lunchbox to school?
Yes.
And what was in it?
Bread and butter sandwiches.
Bread and butter.
Bread and butter, that was it. Nothing else. Didn't like cheese then. Love cheese now.
And ham, no?
No. God, no. Just bread and butter.
Yeah. Was it brown bread or was it like two slices of white bread?
It was the white bread. It was full on bad stuff.
And any treats?
No. There was one girl who brought...
What is this treat you're talking about?
So the bread and butter itself was a treat.
In Mother Russia.
There was a girl who brought chocolate fingers, you know, the biscuits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we'd all sidle up to her around lunchtime because she always had a few spare to give. And I was like, oh, give one of them, will you?
Was she the daughter of the big house or something? She was the Sunday in every week, that one.
God, what about you? What was in yours?
There was no lunchbox. It was the L&N sliced pan wrapper itself.
Nice.
The Culture's lunchbox. Yeah. And L&N cheese singles. Hated them, used to swap them with a fella who got nothing but Mikado biscuits.
Ooh.
And we ended up at the end of sixth class, he was a full foot taller than me.
Wow, because he ate the L&N cheese slices.
Wow.
not a dietary recommendation, I should say. And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't, is do you wash your legs in the shower?
Oh, I've heard this debate. Mm. I will say... yes, but with a slight disclaimer that I wouldn't give them the same attention that I give everywhere else.
You give them a little courtesy.
A courtesy glance. Yeah.
I believe in trickle-down economics.
Thank you. That's where I land.
Yeah.
Colm O'Regan and Sharon Mannion, thank you very much for coming in. Best luck with Dublin Story Slam Pavilion Theatre, 23rd of April. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.